Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, January 9th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. Wyoming's energy resources were in full focus during the legislature's Joint Appropriation Committee's 14th day of budget hearings. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan has these highlights.
First up was the State Geological Survey. They said only 16% of the state is mapped to scale for mineral resources and hazards, which helps companies with future mining projects. But more mapping takes money, and they're expecting less funds from the federal government. And then the Department of Environmental Quality actually bucked a trend of agencies reporting they're having trouble retaining workers. But holding on to uranium workers still remains a challenge. The director asked lawmakers to consider salary adjustments to help with staffing in the long run. And then the state's energy authority says it's down to its last $13 million for a pot of money meant to help companies innovate energy solutions. It's not asking for more, so the future of the Energy Matching Funds program is a bit in question. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Tan.
The former director of the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Agency is joining Wyoming's Game and Fish Department. Nine News in Colorado reports this comes shortly after Jeff Davis resigned from his Colorado role instead of being fired as part of a settlement agreement. Davis will be Wyoming Game and Fish's deputy department director, and he starts in February. His resignation in Colorado comes shortly after Washington State said it would not provide wolves to Colorado's reintroduction program. The settlement agreement Davis signed did not directly cite a reason for his termination. Davis's background includes salmon recovery in Washington State and managing interdisciplinary teams working on conservation. Oil and gas companies bid on less than 1% of federal acres in Wyoming offered up in a bonus lease sale. But an industry rep says that's not for lack of interest in drilling. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports.
Of the roughly 26,000 acres offered in this second chance sale, only 160 acres received bids. Petroleum Association of Wyoming's Pete Obermuller says the low turnout indicates
lack of interest of the companies that are there at that moment and in that particular location at that moment. It's not an indication of overall interest in production in Wyoming.
Obermuller says the low interest parcels are in hard to reach areas.
So companies that are doing active drilling programs aren't interested in something that's out on the fringes like that.
The parcels were already passed over once in early December, but a new federal law required the second offering. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
The Trump administration is looking for national wildlife refuges that no longer align with its mission. As Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach reports, conservationists worry this could be detrimental to visitors and habitats.
Aaron Weiss with the Center for Western Priorities says wildlife refuges tend to be a great equalizer.
National parks can be more of an investment to get to, both in terms of transportation, in terms of cost. Wildlife refuges tend to be free or inexpensive.
And smaller than national parks and more urban. Think the Rocky Mountain Arsenal outside Denver, which used to make chemical weapons and now is habitat for bison, and is one of 573 refuges and 71 fish hatcheries now under review by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The agency says it's looking to make sites more efficient and mission-aligned. Weiss worries this could mean selling them off. The agency didn't respond to a request to comment. Recommendations are due February 15th. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
A drier winter in pockets across the Mountain West has left many popular ski areas offering limited terrain to visitors. As Stina Sieg reports from Colorado, resorts are working hard to change that.
Many are making snow at night now that it's finally cold enough. At Arapahoe Basin, staff are gathering up powder caught in snow fences. And Wolf Creek Ski Area has a unique snow-saving technique, described by owner Randall Davey Pitcher.
Using trash cans and moving snow out of the woods, this year we've moved about 40,000 barrels of snow onto the trails.
Helping make Wolf Creek one of the only resorts in the state with all its trails open. I'm Stina Sieg for the Mountain West News Bureau.
And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A relatively new program is giving people in Teton County with Parkinson's disease another way to connect and support their bodies. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports regular exercise is important for people with the disorder. After seeing how a climbing group benefited his mom, who had the disease, Matthew Koenig started one in Jackson. It meets weekly to strengthen participants' bodies and their bonds. The Bighorn County District Courtroom recently got an upgrade thanks to a district court clerk. The Basin Republican wrestler reports Serena Lipp wanted to restore and renew it. Through American Rescue Plan Act funds, not only was the room restored, but it got a new mural representing the county, past and present. A Sublette County physician's assistant has earned a nationally recognized credential. Noah Chutz achieved his Certificate of Added Qualifications in Emergency Medicine from the National Commission on Certification of Physician's Assistants. This means he's advanced his expertise in emergency medicine, going above and beyond the standard scope of PA practice. And according to artisan home decor site Kubu.com, Wyoming's most popular home interior design style is rustic. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What facility is on the top of Gel Mountain? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, where was the United States' first county library established? The first county library in the entire country was opened in 1887 in Laramie. The Albany County Public Library became the first county library. It started out as a small facility, but in 1901, the library moved to brand new quarters at the corner of 4th Street and Grand Avenue. That was built because of a $20,000 contribution from Andrew Carnegie, who was campaigning to support libraries across the country. That building was used until 1981, when the library moved to brand new quarters at 310 South 8th Street. The Carnegie Building still is in existence, housing city offices. There are a lot of county libraries in Wyoming and across the country, many built with Carnegie money, but Albany County's was the first. Congratulations to Peter Childs, who was the first person to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Palkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Relax and enjoy your weekend, and join me again on Monday.